Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Fresh Atlantic salmon portions, 7-ounce farm-raised, including marinated portions, just $5.99 each. Delicious Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5, or just $1.25 each. This week's digital deal is the delicious Sumo Citrus, $2.47 per pound, limit 4 pounds. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
John, thank you for joining us today. The trade deadline just passed an hour and 45 minutes ago, and we would imagine it was hectic and there was a lot going on. Before we get to a couple of the moves that you did make, and we can get filled in on that, obviously there were so many rumors involving whether it's Hunter Pence or Mike Minor or even Lynn. What was happening those final hours leading up to that, to where you guys ultimately decided to not pull the trigger on some of those players?
Yes, I think we had like a lot of talks with pretty much every club at some point, and we were open on moving some of the guys on our big league club. We also pursued some other big leaguers. It just ultimately, like, for what we wanted to accomplish and what the appetite was out in the market for certain things, we didn't line up. So we made the Chris Martin deal. We made the small deal with the White Sox, and we decided to. It's better to not push it and try to make a headline than make a bad deal. And so we stood down at the end.
Is the idea that this market is comprised of teams that are going for it right now, and if you sit tight because you're not liking what you're seeing out there, that maybe there will be more teams in the market as teams maybe try to figure out their rotation, and if there are guys that you want to move, this offseason would be your second opportunity to do that as opposed to force something now. Is that kind of the mindset?
That is an option, but we're not, kind of lock ourselves into any one thing. I mean, we have some pretty good players here that we can continue to have on the club. We can extend guys if we deem it appropriate. And that, to your point, like, it doesn't preclude us from, reopening talks in the offseason, if that makes sense.
You don't have to name the player unless you're dying to, John. But how close did some of the near misses get? Did it ever get really, really serious where you thought another deal was going to happen?
We had a couple things at the end that I thought might come together, on the when we got some, like, kind of late calls on some of our guys. And you saw the wild rush at the end. You saw the headlines kind of at the end. That was kind of the state of the industry where – there was a lot of, like, last second, kind of this is our best offer type deal. So there were a few there that I thought might happen. There was one last night where, it was a big league player, and one about 3 days ago that was a big league player that we got pretty close on acquiring, and it just, for one reason or another, ultimately didn't come to fruition.
Do you feel like teams are valuing prospects more than they ever have?
I think that's probably fair to say. I do think that, I'm not sure 100%. I think it's a combination of a bunch of different factors, but the incentives or the real appetite for clubs to get aggressive and push to go add players is just doesn't seem to be at the same level. And so you had, again, I don't know if it's the playoff format or the division leads or some kind of individual or a team circumstances where they're less motivated to really get after it or budgetary reasons or whatever, but there wasn't the real super aggressive clubs out there pushing and driving the prices up.
Talking to John Daniels here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Let's talk about the deals that did get done. And first, let's talk about who you acquired for Chris Martin.
Yeah, Colby Allard's a left-handed pitcher, 21 years old. Got to the big leagues at 20 and probably was a little bit aggressive in that type of promotion. I think it was the 14th or 15th overall pick in 2016. A high school lefty from California that made a quick run up the chain there with the Braves. Real good command of a fastball. They 90-93 for the most part. Added a cutter this year. Really has always had a really good curveball and his changeup's good as well. He's kind of he's not an overpowering guy, but he's super competitive and really knows how to pitch with his mix.
Yeah, I saw that a quote from you. That's the second time I've seen you point out his competitive nature, and I don't think that's by accident. I think that's probably something you guys identified and liked a lot, and I'd like to follow up on that. Is that the case, and why is that so important?
Yeah, I think it's big. I mean, listen, you want competitive players regardless of whether they have huge physical ability, huge tools, or not. And I think with Colby, he's a guy that he's not going to – it's not 97, 98. It's not – he's not 6'8 on the mound. He's 6 feet, and it's solid average fastball, 90-93. But I think that all of his stuff plays up because he's always on the aggressive side. He's really getting after it. We've heard him referred to as an assassin, a real tenacious on the mound, and they're really going after the hitter. And I think he's going to work real quickly. He's going to be up on the mound attacking the hitter, and I think that's going to play to his advantage.
Okay, and so in terms of acquiring him now, he was the 14th overall pick in 2015, and that's the year you guys took Dylan Tate at 4. Did you guys look long and hard at taking him at number 4 and back in 2015?
He was a discussion. He was coming off of a back injury at the time, and for that reason, Kip loved him, our scouting director. A lot of our guys loved him. I haven't seen him that spring. He'd had a back injury, and that we were a little bit dissuaded by that at the time. Looking back, there were a number of players that we probably should have taken, Colby being one of them, and thankfully he has not had any back issues since.
Talking to John Daniels here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. All right, let's talk about the other deal, because for maybe a lot of the listeners, it might be confusing. You guys acquire Nate Jones as well as international bonus space. Mm-hmm. You give up a couple of minor league pitching prospects, right-handed pitching prospects. But what does this mean? Why did you do this deal? What is it all about?
There's really two pieces of this deal from our side. One is we are adding some international slots and bonus money. Which is basically means that it allows you to spend additionally in the international amateur market down in Venezuela and Mexico and the Dominican, et cetera. And so with every team is capped, it's a little over $5 million. Every team is capped to spend down there. And if you want to spend more than that, then you have to effectively trade for some other team's open amount of money that they have yet to spend. And so that's what we acquired there to allow us to add some additional prospects. And we also added Nate Jones. And Nate, he's coming off of an elbow surgery, a flexor mass strain. When he's on, he's one of the better setup guys in the American League. He's got an option for next year that will probably ultimately decline, but it's an opportunity for us to get around him, get to know him a little bit, and make a better informed decision on potentially bringing him back next year.
And looking at the Twitter accounts, a lot of the beat reporters, they're referencing, and I'm maybe butchering the name, Bayron Laura, who, if you go back to early July, there's indications you guys had already assigned him, or you can just look online and see all these stories. Are these moves related, and what can you tell us about Bayron Laura?
Yeah. So until we sign him, which is our hope, it's certainly not official. But yeah, he's a very, very intriguing young right-handed hitting outfielder with huge power that we're hoping to reach a deal with.
So JD, in terms of you guys not pulling off a deal with Mike Minor or Lance Lynn, and then potentially having them in your rotation next year, does this lack of pulling the pulling a deal off here at the deadline, does this point towards more towards competing next year in the new stadium and going for it?
It's certainly, like, as of today, is more realistic than had we traded them. And that plays into it. Like I told the beat guys, like, we're not going to rule anything out. We're going to be open to a lot of things again this offseason, including adding quality big league players via trade and free agency, including extending some of our guys, and also including if the value is right to talk about some of the guys in our big league club. Based on what we've seen and heard, I'm not sure that value will be there the way that the market kind of behaves right now, but we'll continue to be open to it.
Well, John, we know it's been a hectic last couple days. Thanks for hanging in there with us. We appreciate the time today, and we'll catch up with you next week, man.
All right, guys. Take care.
There he goes, John Daniels, every single week. Sounds like it was insane, the way he described the last couple hours and the deals that did go down. We probably should reset. The Astros acquired Zach Greinke.
Oh, my God.
The rich get richer. I'm so fascinated, though, by the name Gerrit Cole. We know you got to, quote-unquote, overpay for him, but I do think that plays into other teams, not necessarily the Rangers, but other teams benefit that they're like, ah, screw it, let's go get Greinke.
Yeah, it makes me wonder how expensive is Gerrit Cole going to be if the Astros are like, man, we don't have any shot of signing him.
Right.
You already have him, and you have a contender,
right,
and you're going to be good for a long time. You don't think you can keep him?
But they got so many guys they got to sign because they're great everywhere.
They're the Cowboys. They're the Dallas Cowboys of Houston.
I kind of like that name.
Dallas Cowboys of Houston. Yeah. Real quick on the Greinke thing.
You'll see.
The Diamondbacks are paying $24 million to the Astros to help cover the contract.
24 over the life of the deal because it's two more years after this.
Yeah, at like $32 million a year.
Yeah, so they're probably lowering him to 20 a year, basically, if you just...
Which is pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. All right, it's Ben and Skin Show. It's 105.3 The Fan, and I am mad stoked for the 5 o'clock hour.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.